Between $3 a gallon gas and mounting concern over climate change, more and more people are looking for ways to burn less fuel as they commute. In this quest, we often plow straight ahead to new technologies, hybrid cars now, hydrogen-powered cars in the future. But you know, I bet you've already got a vehicle in your garage that can outgreen any new car, a vehicle that'll get you from point A to point B quickly and efficiently using century-old technology. I mean your bike, of course. I've been commuting by bike in Champaign-Urbana for just over 20 years now, and I've found that there are really very few days when taking the bike to work isn't my best option. I don't ride in thunderstorms or when snow and ice make the roads hazardous. Otherwise, the weather doesn't present many obstacles that can't be overcome with the right clothing. And the flat terrain means you never have to pedal all that hard. Sometimes when I'm biking, I'll stop to talk with friends or colleagues who comment on the environmental virtue of not driving. But you know what? I don't bike because it's virtuous. I bike because I like to. On my bike, I'm able to listen for birds all the way to work, and if I hear something interesting, I can pull over to take a look. I don't need to make time in my day to exercise, because I do that as I commute. When I get to work on the U of I campus, I park right outside of the door to my building and pay no money for the privilege. Aside from other bicyclists, who else does that? I suppose there are plenty of reasons for people not to use bikes for commuting, but I suspect that the most significant one is automobile traffic. People fear being hit by a car while riding a bike, so they hop into a car instead. The thing is, with well-designed roadways, bicycle commuting need not be dangerous, and cyclists can do much to promote their own welfare. In order to enjoy commuting by bike, you need to claim for yourself a place on the road. There are plenty of web pages and books that provide instructions about how to do this, but the main idea here is really not that complicated. As a bicyclist, you are not in the way of traffic, you are traffic. You should operate your bike as a vehicle and expect others using the roadway to treat you as one. This means you use lights when lights are needed, you signal your turns, and you obey other traffic laws as you do in a car. You turn left from the left turn lane, you don't pass on the right, and you don't ride on the sidewalk. In short, you assert yourself and behave predictably. Now, asserting yourself need not include riding on the busiest streets in town at the busiest times of day. One of the great pleasures of bicycle commuting is developing routes that allow you to enjoy the journey. If you're interested in touching base with others in our community who want to promote bicycle commuting, check out ChampaignCountyBikes.org. Their goal is to make Champaign County the most bicyclist-friendly county in the Midwest. This coming Sunday, May 6th, they will host their first-ever bicycle festival at Hessel Park in Champaign from 1 to 4 p.m. Details about this event are available on the web at ChampaignCountyBikes.org.